The proposed 2012 and 2013 Washtenaw County budgets reduce funding for animal control services from $500,000 a year to $250,000. Officials with the Humane Society of Huron Valley say they can't continue to provide the same level of services for this price. The Commissioner's Ways and Means Committee voted 8-3 to move the $250,000 into the Sheriff's Department budget to combine with the Sheriff's Animal Control Funds and negotiate with the Humane Society there. Sheriff Jerry Clayton says he's concerned this combination may confuse two different mandates.
The Sheriff's Office has a specific mandate, and the county has a specific mandate, and I'm not sure I'm best positioned to discern exactly what's going on, unless we do, like I said, let's bring everybody to the table, let's talk about it, and it can't be a Sheriff's Office decision, because I don't want to make the overall decision for who fulfills the county's mandate, just like I don't want the county making a decision about who fulfills our mandate.
Clayton says he's also concerned combining the funds could end up costing jobs in the Sheriff's Office. Mark Heisel is the vice president of the Humane Society of Huron Valley's board. Heisel says the Humane Society and the county really need to establish what services are mandated and their costs.
You want to line item things and set out specific responsibilities and duties, well, that's fine, but nobody has a working list of exactly what all of those responsibilities are. It's just that over time, the Humane Society has worked with the Sheriff's Department and the county, and this relationship has morphed, and so it's been a very comfortable contractual relationship, and now it's obviously under scrutiny because the budget doesn't support it.
Heisel says they have already been providing the county with more than $500,000 worth of services and can't afford such a drastic cut. He says the Humane Society also may not be able to take over some of the animal control services currently provided by the Sheriff's Department. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.